Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped up now. Jonathan E. Mord is with me. Sacred Fire of Liberty time. Jonathan, how are you, my friend?
Great, Robert. Great. How are you doing?
Doing well. You know, I just feel better when you're around. Just I don't know why that is. Actually, I do know. Because you're a brother in arms and the rights that we have by virtue of our birth, and you stand tall with them and you fight for them. And that's why I appreciate you so much, and I think those around the country that listen each and every week do as well.
Well, the siege is on. We're from every corner, it seems that liberty is under attack, and never before have we had such extraordinary losses in liberty for the American people in such a short period of time. But one is about ready to rear its ugly head, and that's the DARK Act, Denying Americans Right to Know Act, Pompeo's bill, H.R. 1599. And that act would preempt all state law that requires the disclosure of genetically modified ingredients in foods. I wrote the print, you know, was one of the authors of the Vermont bill, which was mirrored by the Maine bill and by the Connecticut bill. And those bills passed, and in response, Monsanto and the Grocery Manufacturers Association got on the bus and went to D.C. and lobbied until they got Mike Pompeo from Kansas to introduce a bill that is so awful. And that bill flew through the House with all of the Monsanto money pushing the lobbying ticket and making sure that it did, and it's now in the Senate. We have to stop it here because this thing is going to be a real disaster. It's going to keep from people vital information. But one of the things that it does, a lot of people don't realize this, a lot of the people who are talking about this bill just are not aware, or if they are aware, they're not talking about this. This bill includes a provision that prohibits a company from putting GMO-free on their product unless the FDA and the Department of Agriculture approve a food plan submitted by that company under the standards that will be determined by FDA and Department of Agriculture. So, in other words, it's going to remove from the market all the claims of GMO-free at precisely the same time that it is going to allow companies not to reveal that genetically modified ingredients are in their foods. So this is going to create mass consumer confusion, so that people won't know for sure whether the product they're buying is GMO-free or not. Cool. And so a lot of companies are going to have to pay lawyers and file submissions that will be pending at before the government for months on end until finally they're either granted or denied concerning products that are already on the market that are labeled GMO-free. So those GMO-free labels are going to come off. And this is all part and parcel of a concerted effort to ensure that consumers are denied access to truthful information about whether a product has GMOs in it, so these companies can slap on the label natural and can reap the profits derived from folks who really mistakenly believe the products are GMO-free. And it's just most despicable act of deception. It's codified deception, codified by federal law.
Well, your friend Dr. Simone here is written a piece on it. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says 60 countries already require GMO food labeling. 60 countries. So, you know, where's the cries of terror, oh, this is going to put us out of business? How is it
exactly
60 countries can do this and we can't do that here in the U.S.? It's insane.
Well, it's a fundamental principle that you be able to know what you're eating. I mean, if it's if you're manufacturing a food product and you have to put on the label all of the ingredients except one, I mean, how fair is that? You don't have to, you have to put on there all of the basic ingredients that are in the product except that the genome of that product has been altered. Now, regardless of what the whether these products are safe or not, consumers have a right to know what they're eating. They have a right to understand whether a product is genetically modified or not, and they have a right to choose not to eat those products if they so desire. If the industry is so committed to the concept that GMO is safe and wonderful for you, or even better than nature, why not promote that information in the market? Why not speak about it? Why try to hide the fact that your product contains GMOs? Why try to deceive people into buying your product? It's a really scurrilous way to go. And that's the way they've chosen to go, and Congress appears to be quite interested in rubber stamping that. So folks really do have to communicate with their members of Congress, particularly now with their senators, United States senators, to tell them to not support this thing. Otherwise, they'll go ahead and do it just to placate a party that's willing to dump money into their financial coffers.
Payback, quid pro quo, whatever you call it. This is, again, violation of fundamental free speech and letting the marketplace decide. I mean, I want to know what's in my food. Jonathan, you do as well for your family, your kids, and should we decide that we want GMOs, we could buy them. If we don't, we won't. I mean, that's the point.
I don't want to be a guinea pig. I don't want people to experiment with food and be able to do it without letting me know. I mean, I just don't want to be a guinea pig. And, you know, sooner or later, even if they're right that these products are safe, which is the dubious point, assume for the moment that they're right, that every GMO product now on the market is safe. Does that mean in perpetuity that every company that modifies the genome of a product is going to have a product that's safe? Well, then how do you trace it if it's not? Mm-hmm. If it's not on the label, how do you know that if the GMO actually causes injury, how do you know that the GMO is responsible? You don't. So they're masking traceability, too.
It seems to violate every, if there is a fundamental principle that exists at FDA. I know they make dietary supplement manufacturers label everything and then track everything, and they want to be able to trace it back to source, right? And so what is it about this that they can violate their own, let's say, edicts as a regulatory scheme to say, well, in this case, we don't need to know. Of course, we know that the authenticity of their mission, if there ever was one, is long since gone, and now it goes out to the highest bidder.
Now, this is evil. This is raw, obnoxious evil operating here. And unless they're called out, unless these senators are told, put on, you know, point blank, you're not going to receive my support.
Yeah.
If you do this to my family and my friends and everyone I know in the whole nation, if you're going to do this, if you're going to sacrifice everybody's rights to support and protect the corporate interests of Monsanto and big agriculture, you don't have my vote.
Yeah. You'd be done.
You sold me out. I'm going to sell you out.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if we consider the ramifications of this, if it passes in the Senate, you know the Monsanto president, right? Remember, he talked a good game about GMO labeling before he got elected, Obama. But he's going to sign it without question. There's no way.
Sign it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where does it have to stop right now in the Senate? Now, if it gets passed and Obama signs it into law, obviously it could be months, if not years, of litigation. But would that stop the act in the meantime? Would they put a hold on it, or would it be enforced until it's overturned, if it were to be overturned through the courts?
Well, they probably, will hear from us. We'll probably be hired to sue them if they pass it, and we will pursue a First Amendment argument against it. And we'll seek an injunction. So we'll see what happens. But the law is a disaster, and people should really be ashamed who voted for this thing. It is wretched. Sheer pandering for corporate interests. Those who voted for it who are just ignorant, you know, wake up. Change your position on this and realize that you made a mistake. For those in the Senate, you got a chance to prove yourselves to be defenders of the right to know against corporate interests of creating mass consumer deception and confusion. And they ought to just stand up. Look, if you put something in a food that modifies that food fundamentally, like the genome of the food, you should be honest about it and tell consumers you've done it. Now, if you think it's great, tell them why you think it's great. But at least tell them that you've done it. I mean, don't hide your monkey business with food. Tell us what you've done. If you've modified the genome of the product, let us know. You know, we don't want to eat frankenfish without knowing that it's frankenfish.
Exactly. And Jonathan, you have better things to do than have to sue out on First Amendment grounds on this issue. There's plenty of other battles to be had. I don't want to add this to your docket because, like I said, you've got a valuable mission here, and this is just a stupid law. You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican on this thing, if you pass it, if you vote for it in the Senate, I just don't think you're qualified to be in the Senate. This is just plain and simple.
Yeah, this is one of those things that really does test whether you believe more in your country than in your own personal financial interests as a member.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully they'll do what's right, but, you know, I'm not particularly optimistic.
We're not holding our breath, but I know you'll be there in case. But from the First Amendment to the Second Amendment, we expect Norm Singleton to join us soon as well from Campaign for Liberty. In my first interview with Ron Paul many years ago, I think it was back in 2005, I'd have to go back in the archives, was about the Texas Algorithm Project that was related to mental health screening, mandatory screening for children. And Ron was as ever, standing up for individual liberty and the rights of parents and said, no way, you're not going to do this. And so this has been an ongoing theme, and they're really trying to ratchet up the attack on the Second Amendment. And they're going to do it by what? Telling you you're mentally incompetent to have a gun. How do they determine it? Who's going to determine it? That's what we're going to find out next. Norm Singleton is going to join us from the Campaign for Liberty, along with Jonathan Emord, emord.com, the author of The Rise of Tyranny and many other great books, including Restore the Republic. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, 866-939-2355. Back to find out how to defend your right to keep and bear arms despite definitions of mental imbalance.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the help world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, on the Campaign for Liberty blog. Thanks to Norm Singleton. He puts a lot of great stuff up there. If you haven't been to campaignforliberty.org, we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, along with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Great Ron Paul classic. He says, no mandatory mental health screening. I brought up with Jonathan, Norm, that my first interview on radio with Ron Paul years ago, many years ago, was about the mental health screening issue. And you brought it back, and it's so perfect because they're trying to target gun owners, those who believe in the right to keep and bear arms and exercise that right, saying, how do we get it out of their hands? I know, we can declare them mentally unfit, mentally imbalanced, something. But guess what? There is no test. There's no saliva test. There's no blood test. There's no urine test. There's no hair. There's no biological marker that can determine it. So who gets to make the definitions? This gets very dicey if we rely on the government to define who is mentally unfit, Norm.
That's exactly right, and that's the concern, because if you Google conservatives, mental health, if you Google the link between the free market of mental health, I think in my blog post I linked to a piece by Dan Mitchell of Cato talking about how some psychiatrists have said that support for the free market is a mental health disorder. There's a whole literature about how conservatism, traditional values, support for the free market, individualism, our mental health disorders. We see that that's part of the whole PC crowd, is to delegitimize certain views as hatred or other social or psychological pathologies. So this could really open the door when it's combined, as it often is, with a political agenda to discredit and make certain views unacceptable and make you afraid to express them for fear of losing your rights.
Yeah, and there would be permanent loss of rights in this regard when they define you this right. way. And we're not saying we want people that, you know, be on SSRI drugs in you know, there's any number of things that you might say could be legitimate, but it, to be permanent removal, you know, and they're using that to say, let's expand it, just like you said, to definitions. Jonathan Emord, we would be considered mentally ill just because we visit the Campaign for Liberty blog.
Well, the real problem with this fundamentally is that they're substituting the present law, which would require you to have probable cause and a basis to presume that someone is mentally ill, and then you would have to establish that in a court of law to deny them their rights or to cause them to be put away. In this instance, they're starting with a prior restraint. In other words, there's a supposition that everybody who has a gun may have a mental defect, and until such time as you prove the contrary proposition, you are not entitled to have a gun. And that, of course, is placing conditions on a fundamental right. You have a fundamental right to own a gun. That doesn't mean that if you acquire a gun, you may keep it if you pose a threat to yourself or to others. If you pose a physical threat of injury to yourself or others under state law, you may be committed. And that requires proof in a court of law to the satisfaction of a jury of your peers based on all the satisfaction of civil liberties protections that exist in the law. You have to have probable cause and so on. But to start with the supposition that I'm going to encumber your ability to acquire a weapon because as a condition precedent to that, I'm going to make you go through a standardized set of mental health inquiries and then have them evaluated, well, that's both a temporal restriction on your right and a subjective restriction on your right. And believe me, I mean, if the IRS can't treat conservative tax returns with an absence of political bias, do we think in the enforcement context of this thing that they're going to be unbiased? Furthermore, you can't even define unbiased. It's all subjective.
No, exactly. That was what Ron Paul was saying years ago, and it's just coming back again.
Yeah, it is. This the whole you know, in Texas there was a bill to give teachers the power to force students to undergo mandatory mental evaluation if the teacher diagnosed the student as having a mental illness. So we've actually gone beyond beyond just saying that everyone gets tested to saying being a teacher somehow makes you an expert in psychology.
Well, and just like the politicians practicing medicine without a license in California, mandating vaccines for everybody without exemption. What about that? Well, when we come back, we'll talk more with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, Jonathan Emord as well from Emord.com, and the Federal Reserve's war on drugs. What is that?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right. Well, you can count on the bureaucratic oligarchy for one thing, maybe two. One, take away your liberty. Two, poison you. How does that happen? Well, the EPA just breached a little dam that was holding back water like from the 1800s, right? An old gold mine. Just destroying the Animas River and everything downstream with heavy metals. We don't know. They want to deny. They won't say mercury. They'll say cadmium, lead, arsenic. And here's another classic case of the protectors of the environment actually enabling the destruction of it. Jonathan, what can you do when the federal authority protecting the environment becomes the polluter in the state?
Well, you know, for years, the EPA has explained that these very same pollutants, when unleashed into rivers and streams, poses a vital threat, a lethal threat to humanity. And for all of their communication to that extent, they make it sound as though this massive pollution, which is taking place here with toxic chemicals and metals into these waters to the tune of very large quantitative amounts, hour by hour, day after day, with no stop in sight, is totally acceptable. That it's somehow going to dissipate. Don't worry, your fish are going to be all right. That's a bunch of bull. Yeah. It's contrary to their own doctrine. So what I would do is, if I were a local official, state or a county that had this act affecting my waters, I would stand up for the people of my locality and charge these EPA officials who are responsible with a law violation. That is, with the very same violations that they would charge you with on the state level were you to have done it as a private citizen. A private citizen went about breaking that dam and dumping massive quantities of this pollutant into navigable waters, you would very well see the EPA crush them into oblivion with fines and penalties and prosecution. They would be treated as if they were the most notorious criminal on earth. Well, we ought to treat these EPA officials the same way on the local and state level by bringing charges against them and prosecuting.
Can they issue arrest warrants? Can the sheriff deliver them?
Sure.
This is why I like the sound of that, because these people are criminals. I mean, they've done some destructive things.
They will claim sovereign immunity. They will claim that they're acting in pursuance of federal authority. But the fact of the matter is that they really can't be acting in pursuance of federal authority. They fundamentally took actions which resulted in mass destruction to these navigable waters and injury probably to... And who knows what's going to stem from this if you start doing testing of the waters and testing of the fish and determining what toxins are present. I mean, this could be a very serious thing for
this
a
could
long,
be generations.
Long
yeah, these heavy metals, you can't clean them up easily. And by the way, a geologist evidently wrote as a letter to the editor in one of the newspapers there a week ahead of this and predicted the EPA might intentionally poison the Animas River because of the budgetary windfall that they would get. Poison the water hole and then get the money to deal with it as a Superfund site.
This is so grossly negligent. I think another argument can reasonably be made for the passage of state legislation to kick the EPA out of those states. I mean, this
Amen.
Is so
Amen.
Grossly negligent that they can't be counted upon to either do what's necessary to safely clean this up or protect people from a similar occurrence. They're not firing these officials at the EPA. They're not showing us any proof whatsoever that they are increasing the degree of competence or ability of people to protect the environment. They're just saying, oh, this is a terrible tragedy. That's too bad. But, hey, it's going to dissipate. It's not going to be a big deal. Don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. We've got everything under control. That's all a bunch of lies.
But as you said, if an individual did this, the EPA would you know, try to go for the death penalty.
Oh, my goodness. There'd be no end to it. Superfund liability would be massive. Yeah. They'd bankrupt people and throw
Absolutely
and
incredible.
The probability would be that they would even charge them with criminal offense because this was an intentional act.
Right. By the way, if you're living in Colorado, in an area affected by the water, go to naturalnews.com. There's an article from the health ranger, Mike Adams. He's got all of the equipment to test the water independent of the federal government. And he's asking that if you collect samples, he will test it for free and report on the findings. So the EPA cannot get away with this environmental murder, as we might call it. With that, I want to bring Norm Singleton back into discussion here, particularly with another blog post that Campaign for Liberty, the Federal Reserve's war on drugs. We've talked about the federal war on drugs. What do you mean by the Federal Reserve? Aren't they about monetary stuff?
Well, they are. But part of their role in American life is regulate certain financial institutions. They share that with the Treasury. And, of course, because they did such a great job prior to the 2008 crash, just like they did such a great job prior to the dot-com bubble, and they did such a great job with the Treasury in the 80s with the savings and loans, they keep getting new authority. So part of that that authority means that they can turn down applications from credit unions who want to operate to cater to states where they have legalized marijuana. Financial institute, you know, obviously, if you're going to run a business in the days and age, you would need access to a bank or a credit union. So a credit union in Denver,
mm-hmm.
That was formed by state licensed cannabis manufacturers, was denied for their application for what's called a master account. This essentially shuts it down. So this is a backdoor way of basically telling Colorado you can pass all the laws you want regarding marijuana, but because the federal government says no, you can't operate a legal business in them.
Right. What about this thought, Norm and Jonathan? I mentioned this to Jonathan on the break, but why not go back to the Coinage Act of 1792 and have all transactions for cannabis in the state be done in gold and silver?
I think that some legislature in Colorado should introduce this. Might want to introduce that bill because it would probably be very popular. I guarantee you, any legislature who did that would become a hero to libertarians, given that what they'd be doing is combining pot and gold.
Right, and then the Fed, a pot of gold. That's very funny. The Fed wants no part of it, right? They want no part of it,
so
don't give it to them.
Right, and I should say, by the way, I don't want to feed a stereotype. Most libertarians that I know, their interest in pot is a political matter of you should have the right to do it if you choose, but they don't necessarily choose. That doesn't necessarily mean that we all choose to do it.
No, but if you believe in liberty, you know there are many more uses, 25,000 additional uses than the one that other people are doing it for.
Oh, yep. You know, one of the things that also you throw into this is bitcoins.
I mean, yes.
You could have a market in bitcoins, a separate whole marketplace than through the Federal Reserve.
I like that idea because this could backfire on them because they want total control over the monetary system. And, of course, any escape from that system is met harshly typically.
Bitcoins have a history of being used, and the most famous is the Silk Road case. And sometimes they're used for people who are doing things that in a free society we would say should be outlawed and punished for. But most of the time, I believe it's for what we would say are nonviolent, non-coercive crimes, things simply disproved of by the government. You're right. This will probably be as the government tries to drag or forbid
mm-hmm.
Legal under their state laws, legal marijuana businesses from using
I think the
regulated financial system. More and more people will turn to Bitcoin.
This could really backfire on them.
Yeah. Well, Bitcoin. Remember too, its main consumer base, from what I can tell, or a lot of its consumer base, is not just people who want to use it to buy drugs or hookers or whatever else, whatever vices people might want to engage in,
mm-hmm.
but it's younger people who are either aware of the flaws of our monetary system, or they just like choice. I mean, it's
sure,
you know, it's natural that the Uber generation would gravitate to a digital based currency whose value is set by themselves and their fellow Bitcoin traders,
on the backfire point. Sorry to interrupt, but on the backfire point, you know, they're making it far easier to avoid taxable reporting on taxable transactions, so they're going to lose out all the tax revenue that would otherwise come from this.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, if the cannabis business that was legalized on the state level via nullification becomes the means by which the Federal Reserve is brought to its knees? I'm just thinking out loud.
You never know.
Interesting.
Never know, Robert.
Hey, we got a couple of minutes before the break, and I know you wanted to bring this up as well. I mentioned a good thing, that black ministers are now realizing who Margaret Sanger was, the head of the starter of the Planned Parenthood. She was a racist, eugenicist, abortionist.
Right.
But the
endorsed
hashtag,
by Hillary Clinton.
Yes, endorsed by Hillary Clinton in 2009. Should be a problem for her. We hope so. But the downside of this Black Lives Matter scenario, if those are the hardcore folks, it seems to be a racist, separatist movement of its own accord.
Right. It's unfortunately that way. I mean, I think virtually every American, certainly every American who believes in the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, believes that all of us are endowed by our Creator with unalienable rights, regardless of race or creed or color. We are endowed by our Creator with unalienable rights to life, liberty, and property. And that in addition to that, any act of discrimination based on race is reprehensible and illegal in this country. Well, these folks in the Black Lives Matter movement, if you go to their website, they very much believe in a separatist movement where whites are essentially, by virtue of their skin color, deemed to be proponents of oppression of blacks, and that all institutions, both governmental and private, are oppressive to blacks, and that therefore there needs to be a separatist movement to overthrow these institutions. That's called, you know, anarchy, but it's also a racist movement.
Right, that's
so,
the irony here.
You know, all lives matter, and it's not that black lives don't matter, they certainly do, but black lives matter equally with white lives and Hispanic lives and everybody else's life.
All right. Well, one life we've never discussed on the Robert Scott Bell Show, at least to my memory, Kim Kardashian. We're actually going to talk about her and the FDA next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Warning, warning, danger. All you celebrities, including you, Kim Kardashian, who are pregnant and shilling for drugs. The FDA is listening.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Yes, Kim Kardashian found out the hard way that even if you show for a drug and don't listed side effects, you could get in trouble. Jonathan, this is your specialty. The FDA does not like freedom of speech.
Neither does the Federal Trade Commission, and this is a situation where Kardashian was paid to communicate this information, and she did it through social media, and the suggestion and the presence of it is that, gee, you know, I'm just here today taking my drug, and this is how I felt, and gee, it's helped me enormously. Without revelation of the fact that I'm a paid sponsor of this drug. So Kim has been, you know, it's a little bit of sleight of hand, it's a little bit of deception here, and the government's saying, hey, you have to list all of the adverse events, and if she did that, she'd be there for a very long period of time communicating on Twitter over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Right.
But the basic point Norm made during the break, and I'll let him communicate it here, and that is, If we had this system correctly operating, it wouldn't be that you'd be subjected to a prior restraint or be browbeaten by the regulatory agencies into closing your mouth. You would instead be responsible to everyone for what you said. And if someone in reliance on Kim Kardashian's statement took the drug and unbeknownst to them suffered some really horrible adverse effect, they could rightly then sue Kim and argue that she deceived them. But anyway, I'll let Norm talk to this point.
Yeah, I think that's what Jonathan said is exactly right, and this is where some defenders of the free market, some conservatives, get off base. when they don't realize the important role that a litigation system plays in a free economy in terms of holding people responsible. There's a right to commercial speech that has not been recognized by the Supreme Court, but the text of the First Amendment makes no distinction between commercial and political or any other kind of speech. But that doesn't mean that if you go out and hawk a product and the product is does someone damage, that you can't be held responsible for that if you should have known. That doesn't mean that the manufacturer shouldn't be held responsible. And, you know, maybe Kim Kardashian, if this didn't do what it was or had bad side effects or bad health effects, shouldn't be held responsible, but the manufacturer certainly should. And I think that this shows that, you know, we rely on the nanny state. The idea that people would take would look at Kim Kardashian as a reliable
credible
role model shows. And but then the fact that part of that reasoning is that people have become immune to this idea that we should do our own research on products because,
right.
You know, if it was dangerous, the government would put it up there. And you also have the question of all these warning signs. Are they really, you know, they've become a punchline for late night comedians, and the only ones that and the fact that, you know, they tell you these drugs will save all your problems in the first minute of the commercial, then the next minute is they scare you away from wanting to try them. And the only one that anyone ever remembers, of course, is the famous 4 hour from the one.
Oh, hour. Yes.
This is a family show. I won't mention.
If your flagpole goes up for more than 4 hours at a time, just say it that way.
Yes.
Go consult
right,
somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But this just shows, I think, the absurdity of our modern medical system, the modern medical industrial complex. And of course, as Jonathan knows, if Kim Kardashian would have gotten in real hot water,
mm-hmm.
if she had advertised for an omega-3 supplement and said,
right.
if you're pregnant, you should be taking one of these.
Oh, my gosh. They would have been, they'd have gone apoplectic. But Jonathan would have had to save her. He'll do it because he's a man of principle. And the First Amendment is one of the 10 among many that were not enumerated that we stand for here. Jonathan, my friend, thank you so much. Another great episode.
Great to be with you, as always.
And Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, always appreciate your wise perspective as well. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up after the news. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.